Catching up with John Bundy from iCanBikeBloomington.org.
The riders do have some requirements that they have to meet. They have to be 8 years old with a disability, able to walk independently without an assistive device, able to sidestep to both sides. One of the main things is a minimum inseam height of 20 inches and then a maximum weight of 220 pounds for Monday through Friday starting at 3:30, and then there's another one at 5:05, and then the final one starts a little bit after 6:30.
And you've had some great people helping you out with this and some great sponsors. Tell me about who's making this possible.
Well, it was definitely made possible through a grant from our friends at the Bloomington Bicycle Club. They were very generous to come on board with some donation funds, both to sponsor the camp as well as a little bit of funding for rider registration scholarships. So there are people who are not able to afford the $150 registration fee. There is a scholarship application process. The Monroe County Autism Foundation has been a great partner through the camp, both with helping us get donated bicycles for the riders if they happen to need them, as well as just helping us with the outreach and getting the word out. The Down Syndrome Family Connection, which I'm a board member of, were the host organization, and the folks there are just incredible and have been very helpful to me in a number of ways. And then also we have partnered with a local bike shop, Revolution Bike and Bean, to help for discounted bicycle purchases, as well as we're going to do some events with them leading into it, and then also our Down Syndrome's Dads group, which is Dads Appreciating Down Syndrome, and they've also given some sponsorship funds as well.
John Bundy's our guest this morning. He's the camp director of I Can Bike Camp, iCanBikeBloomington.org, and this is coming up May 14th through May 18th, right here in Bloomington at the Frank Southern Ice Arena. And John, if people would like more information or like to pass this along, where's the best place to find it and share it?
In addition to the iCanBikeBloomington.org website, that is the best place to go. If they have specific questions, they can email me directly at iCanBikeBloomington@gmail.com. We definitely are still accepting registrations. We have not an urgent, but we definitely need volunteers to come and help out, because for each rider that we have at the camp, we need to have two volunteers for each day. So that's, you know, if we get 25 riders, we need up to 50 volunteers. And that's, you know, as running these kind of charity events, that's one thing that you're always trying to beat the drum on and recruit volunteers. But definitely go to the website. And that will give all of the details. It's got the rider registration application direct link on there. It's got the volunteer form. It's got a link to I Can Shine, so you can see what kind of good works they've been doing around the country.
Now, I don't want to get people confused or anything like this, but this, as you've pointed out earlier in our discussion, hasn't been an annual event. Do you see this developing into that, or does this event help plan your future?
It's something we've had discussions about. I think given the size of the community here in Bloomington and the South Central Indiana area, that maybe biannually is a good fit. We're not a larger city like Indianapolis or Evansville who happen to host this on a yearly basis. So that's kind of the thinking right now, but this second time is also a trial run to gather us some more data on what might be the best way forward.
Yeah, so we suggest if this is something you're thinking about, you might want to not think and start doing, because you might not have a chance next year to the year after that. And the other good point, John, is we know there's plenty of do-gooders in our community, and we'll help you get that volunteer message out as well if people want to help. Tell me about the dates one more time and the times they're going to be, so if anybody volunteering wants to listen as well, they know when they need to be at Frank Southern Ice Arena.
Great. Yes, it's May the 14th through the 18th, which overlaps with the Bloomington Bike Week. So we figured we'd piggyback on some of the promotion that's happening there.
Part of the party.
Exactly. Ride to Work Day. Hopefully we can expand it past more than just one day. And the sessions take place in the afternoon, early evening, 3 75-minute sessions, 3:30, 5:05, and 6:40.
And if people would need more information, give us your website one more time and your email as well so they can reach out directly to you.
Great. iCanBikeBloomington.org. And then you can email directly at iCanBikeBloomington@gmail.com. It's as easy as that.
And you can go to WGCLRadio.com, click on the community calendar page, and that information should be linked right there for you as well. John, enjoy the weekend. There's another, like you mentioned, a couple other bike races happening this weekend. Do you have a drop-dead date to register for this? I don't want someone to call you the last minute because I know you need volunteers to match them. When would you like to have everybody registered by?
We would like to have everybody registered at least a week out. So, you know, May the 5th would be best so that we can get all the information to the rider, get them all situated, and take care of all the back of the house stuff. But if somebody shows up 2 days before, we're going to do everything we can to try and get them on board because we know how important the opportunity is for them.
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity. There's, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks for your time this morning. Have a great weekend, and we'll keep passing your message around, and we hope you fill it up.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the help, and especially on Little Five weekend with the segment you did earlier, we figured the opportunity to piggyback off of it could not be passed up.
Excellent. And again, biking very popular in our community, and a big bike weekend as well. Great job, John. Good to meet you.
Thank you, sir.